house, doing chimney repairs, polishing the gutters. Nothing worked. But as I waited for the dreaded call, a wonderful thing began to happen. The snow that was falling changed to...
To our KSDP listeners in Sandpoint, I'm Wesley Foster, and we're going down the stretch of this marathon, which we call the 2016 Sockeye Classic, being held here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium in Naknek, Alaska. 32 games on tap. Two of them currently are, one is in the process of being played in the old gym, and two of them being played in the new gym to start off our morning. And just running down some of the what will be being played here, the Sandpoint Port Allsworth game is just moments away. We will also bring you the Dillingham King Cove game at 1:30, and then the championship game, which the King Cove T-Jacks are in the boys' division, will be played at 6 o'clock. So those are what we will be handling with KSDP in Sandpoint. So make sure you have that on your Saturday afternoon and evening schedule. Currently, the Port Allsworth Lynx are going to be taking on the Sandpoint Eagles. Port Allsworth suits up 2, 4, 6, 8 girls. And out on the court, we have number 25. 22 is not in my book. Ball is controlled by the Eagles. Justina quickly down and gets two. Long pass up to Mercy. Mercy down the right side for an attempt, and Mercy will go to the free throw line. Number 23 is Alicia Olson. She's out on the floor. And we also have number 21, Mackenzie Olson. Let me get those starters on my paper. Stroud is out there for Sandpoint. Justina, along with Thompson. Gunderson is out there. First shot for Mercy goes through. Mercy Allsworth. I don't think I got that name right. Second shot for Mercy goes in as well. And 2-0, make that 2-2 in favor, or tied up, actually. Thompson with the shot. Second attempt is not there. Gunderson with the third attempt, and her shot goes in. Down underneath. Alicia Olson inbounds it to Allsworth, and it's taken away. I've got to get these names down for Port Allsworth. As she is cornered and taken away by Justina, but a fast-moving Carice Allsworth is up there to knock it away. It's 4-2 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles, and I was just trying to find my score sheet, my program here, make sure I got... there's a tall gal out there. Actually, I think it's like 22 that I don't have in my book. So I'm going to have to ask my assistant. Yeah. One player I don't have correct for Port Allsworth. So my wonderful assistant, my wife, will go down and check it out. Up to Mercy. Mercy giving it up to Carice. Ball is across the center line. Marissa Olson down into Mercy. Mercy up against Gunderson. Ball is controlled, though, for the team from Sandpoint. Justina gets a pass, and her shot is up and in. And it's 4 for Justina, and it's 6-2. Stroud has the intercept control. Dantessa to the right side of the lane with a shot up, and Mercy will, no, not Mercy, that is Carice Allsworth, will have the foul assessed to her. It is 6-2 in favor of Dan Point. Dan Tessa is at the free throw line. First shot as she puts a little English on that one with a good lean is good. Four gals on the court for Tenalian up, and their opportunity for a sec tweet goes the referee as Alyssa Olson was in on the line. So the players are taught that they can leave the lane before the ball hits the rim, and that proves for some interesting lane violations. Ball is taken away. Dantessa right in the middle with a shot. Rebound by Caris Allsworth. Caris down the right side into the center with a running jumper. Not there. Rebound by Dantessa. Ball is up to Justina. Dantessa just about throws a long one. Stroud, she'll put up a shot. Not there. Thompson with the rebound. Air by Thompson as well. And Alyssa Olsen brings it down. Caris will slow it down for Port Allsworth. It's 7-2 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. A pick by Caris, and she travels with the ball. Who do I want? I want number 23. Who is 23? I got 23. Who else is out there? Four is into the ball game now. That's Trefon for Port Allsworth. 22 is who I want. Thompson with a shot from the right side for Sandpoint. Thompson is in the books. Number 22, M. Olson. Marissa Olson is number 22 instead of 24, which they sent down. Ball is still controlled by Port Allsworth. Caris brings it across. A lot of family members on a lot of these teams, and it's tough to get going when you have multiple last names. Trefon inbounding to Caris. Caris Allsworth going up against Justina. Gets a couple of picks. Long three-pointer. Nothing but net for Mackenzie Olson for the Lynx. And it's 9-5 in favor of Sam Point. But there is travel in the process. And the referee telling Stroud that she's kind of taking a lot of baby steps, so she has to watch that if she wants to continue to be on the court for Sandpoint. Caris Allsworth to the right, to the left. Another quick shot off the mark. Justina to Dantessa, and it's 2-0. Dantessa will take a jumper right under the bucket, and Dantessa has 3 points. Trefon inbounding it to Caris. Caris quickly through the full court pressure. Caris has Mercy. Mercy with a shot up, and Thompson with the foul. And Mercy hitting two free throws early in the game. We'll have a couple of more coming to her. It's 11-5 in favor of Sam Point. Again, Port Allsworth not flooring a lot of ball teams in the past. They've acquired a few more families up that way, and Mercy hits the first one, so they are able to talk some of these young ladies into playing basketball. And so they've floored a couple of ball teams in the last 3-4 years. Mercy with the second attempt is good as well. She's got 4 points, and it's 7-11 in favor of Sandpoint. Stroud up court to Dantessa on the right wing. Dantessa moving in, advancing out to the corner to Justina with a long three. And the Allsworth girls are there to haul it in. Caris trying to get it to Trefon. Trefon tips it back to Caris. Trefon with the rebound. The ball is on the floor, and we have a tie-up. It will go to Port Allsworth. Port Allsworth controlling that floor volley. Stroud will sit down, and Brittany Gardner in for Sandpoint now. Also in, we have Mackenzie Olson. shot is way off the mark. Caris with an attempt at a second one, and the referee calls a violation. 3-4 on the arm. That is Dantessa on the arm. 4:06 here in the first quarter. Almost had a lane violation there. That's what inexperience will bring to you with the ladies moving around on the lane. And she has a second attempt. Chris Allsworth, second attempt as well, falls into the game. We have Voss as well. Intercepted. FIFA on left side for the Lynx. Rebound goes to Justina. Justina looking down has Gunderson. Slapped in control now by Chris of Fort Allsworth. Chris gives it to Trifon on the left side. Trifon with a shot. Her first 2 points. Kiana Trifon. And Chris doing some really good defense for Port Allsworth. Chris has not scored yet. Her sister Mercy out there as well, screaming some help. Ball is intercepted by Port Allsworth, but can she handle it going down? It's referee makes a call. That was number 25, Caitlin Johnson, coming down quick for Port Allsworth. And I believe she's an eighth grader. Right underneath is Maris. Mercy gets it to her, though, as fast as she can. Ball's off the board, and it's controlled by Brittany Gardner. Timeout. Half timeout called by the coach. I mentioned last night my personal opinion on coaches calling timeout, especially when it comes to jump balls and loose balls on the floor. I kind of think that they should give the players on the court only have the option of calling timeouts. The captains that are on the court should have that option, where I know the coach sees all the floor and has a better option of calling timeouts, but I think the players should have the sole responsibilities of calling timeouts from the coaches. And the referees don't have to worry about the coaches. The referees should be worried about the players on the court. Eagles have possession. Gunderson with the ball. She's going to put up a long three and not there. Chris Allsworth coming down. Trifon can't get the high pass. It would have been better for Allsworth to take that ball all the way to the hoop. 1-2-2 zone defense being played by Port Allsworth. Justina for the Eagles has the possession. Ball is tapped from Gunderson. Trifon will have it on the breakout. Trifon off the right side for a nice layup. Kiana Trifon with 4 points now, and it's 11-point tie ball game. Justina for the Eagles, bringing it down. Dantessa on the right wing, going up against Johnson. Dantessa to the low post, puts up a 10-foot jumper and hits it. Dantessa with 5 points now for the Eagles. Johnson is quick to come the opposite way. Johnson gives it up to Chris Allsworth with a long three. Nothing but the G on the floor is what the ball hits. It was definitely off the mark. Into the ball game, we have Chloe Gardner and Nicole Gunderson will sit down for the Eagles. Brittany up to Chloe on the right side. Chloe bringing it back out. Brittany will take a long three off the heel of the rim. Rebound controlled by Tenalian and a shot by Trifon, who was sprinting down the floor. A nice pass there by Chris Allsworth to get it up to Trifon, and Trifon is at the line, and it's 13-11 in favor of the Eagles. Shot is off the mark by Trifon. She'll have a second opportunity. We've got Johnson Mercy and Chris Allsworth out there, along with a new substitution going high for it, but is rebound by Dantessa. That is number two out there. Who is number two? Well, we got a lot of miscues in the book. Is that, okay, where's my photograph? Which one has my photograph? Which one has my photograph? Go by the names and numbers in the program. Intercepted. Eagles control it. Brittany down the left side. She pulls it up, throws it at the feet of Gardner. Yeah, that's it right there. Who is number three? Okay, we don't want number three is BB. BB is not in the book, so we're going to have to put her name in there. KBB is number three. Trifon going down the far side for Tenalian has the ball tapped out by Justina. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Actually, one of them didn't come down and BB took her place. It will be stand point ball. Justina holds it. Brittany will advance it back to Justina at the center circle. Going to the left, she picks up her dribble. She's having a little bit of difficulties looking for help. Brittany comes across on the left wing. Inbound to the center to Dantessa. She spins to her left, puts up a one off the glass, and she's got 7 points. Full court pressure. Johnson lobbing it down to Mercy. Mercy picks it up, but she's going to travel with it. Mercy had the opportunity to dribble, but instead she tries to hold the ball and will not be able to handle the movement. Quickly, Brittany into the corner to Chloe. Chloe on the left wing. Chloe down to Brittany. Brittany in the left low post. Puts up a shot in and out. Rebound jump shot by Dantessa. She's got 9. She got that rebound in the air and put it right back up in. Johnson bringing it down. She's got help from behind. Johnson up there with an unusual layup. But Johnson's got 2. And it's a 13-17 ball game with just 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. And we've got Chris Allsworth putting just a little bit too much pressure on Brittany as she was coming down this near side. Chris Allsworth with 2 personal fouls. Johnson can't get the intercept, but Dantessa puts up a 10-foot jumper from the left side, and it's 19-13. Dantessa with 11 points. Johnson bringing it down. Johnson's got 15 seconds. Chris has it over to Trifon. Trifon down to BB. BB in the lane. It bounces around and in. BB's got 2 points, and the end of the first quarter has a long shot by Justine. We'll take a 1-minute break. The first quarter score is 15-19. The Eagles over the Lynx. Be back in 1 minute.
All right. Tight game out there. Sandpoint doing a great job. We're going to hear from a quick word from one of our sponsors. We have a 1-minute break on the clock. Stay tuned. You're listening to Sandpoint versus Port Allsworth, final day of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
Coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic, the Sandpoint Eagles are taking on the Port Allsworth Lynx. The Sandpoint Eagles have a 4-point advantage over the Lynx with a score of 15-19. Both teams going up and down the court. a lengthy court indeed, full size, as fullest as it can get for high school basketball, I believe. Dantesta down to the low post with a shot. Ball is missed by Voss as well. Dantesta with the control, but it is stolen by Carice Allsworth of Tenalian. She'll pull it back out. We've got man-to-man defense. Carice into Mercy. Mercy with a shot. Up, nothing there. BB with the rebound. She's got 4 points coming off of the bench. In that first quarter, it's 17-19. Brittany up to Chloe. Chloe is traveling with the ball. Turnover to the Lynx, and they have an opportunity to tie it up. The Eagles fall back. They'll meet them at about half court with some pressure. Carice Allsworth to the left picks up a dribble, and we've got a traveling on Carice Allsworth. Again, a little bit of inexperience by these ball teams from Port Allsworth results in turnover. Voss will sit down. Gunderson back in along with Thompson. All other players from Sandpoint, we have Justina, Brittany, and Chloe out there for the Eagles. Brittany, bounce pass into Thompson. Thompson goes up against Beebe, shots off the mark, ball's on the floor, and we have a tie-up. And the ball will go to Port Allsworth. Johnson, inbound. We have three Olsons on the team from Port Allsworth, so we'll go by the first one. Nice pass from Carice to Mercy. It was more of a shot, but Mercy was right where she should have been, and she's got the handle on it. She put it up and fouled in the act of shooting by Justina. She will have two shots into the game. We have Mackenzie Olson. It's off the mark. Phoebe is still in there. She's got four coming off the bench. 17-19 in favor of the Eagles as we have Mercy Allsworth with 1L at the line. Shot's good. She's got all five of her points from the charity stripe. Port Allsworth just down by one now. 18-19. Chloe in the corner on the right side brings it way out to Brittany. Brittany bounces it to Thompson. Thompson's shot is blocked by Beebe, and Johnson will do a spin move around Justina, but holds it up. Carice into Mercy, intercepted by Thompson of the Sandpoint. Controlled by Chloe, up court to Brittany. Brittany trying to get it to Justina, but the ball is behind her, and it will go to Port Allsworth. Number 22, Marissa Olson, is in there. We have Mackenzie, Marissa, and Alyssa Olson for the Tenalian squad. Coming down, the jump shot is off the mark. Beebe with a second attempt. It doesn't go in. She's got a rebound, but she's tied up. A little bit too far underneath the basket to put it right back up for the second attempt, and the tie-up goes to Sandpoint. 19-18 at the six-minute mark of the second quarter. Brittany up to Chloe. Chloe on the right wing. Chloe bounce pass to Thompson. Thompson will turn around. Ball is hands everywhere. Justina driving in off high off the glass for Justina, and she's got 6 points. It's 18-21, 3-point game for the Eagles. Carice Allsworth coming down. Carice gets a little bit of a pick. Mercy has it on the low post. Thompson falls down. Mercy falls down, but Carice travels down. Gets the loose ball and a referee timeout, and Thompson is on the floor. A lot of basketball being played, and Thompson is on the floor. Coach is over there looking at her, looks like a knee, possibly now, and a lot of pain. So we'll give the studios an opportunity to queue up about 2 minutes as she is right there on the low post. Score is 18-21. We'll take a 2 minute break and be back with action and an update on how Thompson is. She's got an ice pack on her knee. The coach is administering an ice pack to that right knee. So we'll take a 2 minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the 2016 Stuttgart Classic. Back in 2 minutes.
Well, a little injury on the floor there. It sounds like Madison is okay. We'll look for an update on that and keep everyone informed. Want to let everyone know that we do have an update on the score for the Sandpoint boys. They're playing New Haven right now. At the end of the first quarter, Sandpoint had 15 and New Haven had 8. So at the end of first quarter, which was probably, I got that message 3 minutes ago, Sandpoint was up 15-8 against New Haven. We'll keep you updated on those live scores. And you know what? While we wait for 2 minutes, why don't we go ahead and play Sounds Wild? This is a great little PSA about Groundhog's Day.
Welcome back to live coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic, coming to you from the gymnasium of the Bristol Bay High School. And Thompson has got ice packs on her right knee. And so game is progressing now. The Tenalian Lynx have control of it. Tenalian to the right side. Marissa behind the pass, behind the back pass, as she was falling out of bounds. That was the best that she could do, either that or take the loss of possession. But the possession arrow does go to the Tenalian Lynx. So into the ball game, we have Marissa Olson. Marissa into Johnson. Johnson going by Brittany. Johnson down to the right side. Johnson at the low post. Bounce pass to Marissa Olson. Marissa controls it, goes to the left side, tries to switch her hand dribbling, but it is taken away by Justina. Justina has the ball taken away by Marissa Olson. Chris Allsworth has it. Johnson now. Johnson coming up. Got a tip out as again, a little bit of inexperience by Port Allsworth, and they almost lose possession. Marissa into Beebe, who goes high for the pass, picked up by Marissa Olson, trying to get it out to Chloe, and we got Brittany, and we got a half a dozen girls running for the ball, but it will, and got another gal down on the floor, and that is Brittany. Brittany Gardner is on the floor, and she's just kind of crawling to the sideline. The coach is over there telling her to slow down and relax. And again, I have to tell our listeners that this floor here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium is a premium hardwood floor, and she's just pounding on it with pain. But she's on her knees, and her legs are seeming to be moving very fine as she continues to pound on the floor. But this floor, a premium hardwood floor, has got a shine on it that you can almost shave with. It is so shiny, and again, the quickness, she is having some ice administered to one of her knees, and she finally tells her coach that it's the right knee, the same knee that Thompson has issues with right now. I can completely understand the pain that the young ladies are going through with the knee. If you have some good tennis shoes on your feet, you try to stop, and they'll stop on this floor. But the rest of you want to keep going. So, again, we have Brittany Gardner on the floor. We'll give our studios a chance to get a one-minute cue going. And no EMTs in the building today, but she's up. And we'll keep it right here. It says a lot of spunk in that young lady. 18-21. my heart goes out to some of these ladies that will have some knee problems for the rest of their lives. Ball is back in play, excuse me, for feeling a little bit of compassion for these young ladies that are hurt. My fine assistant wife looking at me kind of like funny. Both shots go in for Justina, and she's got 8 points, and it's 18-23. Live coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic coming your way here on KSDP Sandpoint. His shot by Tenalian is missed. Boss with the rebound. Chloe with the control. Dantessa in the right corner. Justina with the ball has Chloe on the right wing. Man-to-man, well, actually a 2-1-2 zone defense being administered by the Tenalian Lynx, and that does not get help out into the corner for against Dantessa. And Dantessa hits a four, make that a three-point shot, and it's 26-18. Beebe with a low post shot, not there. Olsen with the shot. Mercy almost had it, but it's tied up. Mercy wanted to have that shot before she actually had the ball. We have Alyssa Olsen coming in for Marissa, and it will be Sandpoint ball. And make that Justina up to Dantessa. Dantessa to Chloe on the left side. Boss is in there for some help. Dantessa is traveling with the ball. Kind of a little bit of a bunny hop there. Turns it over to Tenalian. And we have Carissa coming down for the Lynx. She gets a little bit of a screen from Johnson. Her sister, Mercy, can't get the shot to go up. It's actually some good defense there by Voss, who is in for the Eagles. 26-18, we have two knee injuries by the Sandpoint Eagles, one for Brittany Gardner and the other one with Madison Thompson, both the right knees. And the lady's being escorted out, and she's definitely in a lot of pain, and I can sympathize with her because I've had one knee surgery, and the next one is scheduled for next Wednesday. So I can definitely understand the pain that these gals are going in or having right now. Chloe intercepts the ball for Sandpoint. She controls it going down the far side. She'll pick it up, give it to Dantessa. Dantessa quickly into the lane with a jump shot, not there. Ball is on the floor. Voss with the control. Justina with the ball over to Chloe. Chloe on the far wing to Justina in the corner for three, not there. Rebound by Mercy. Outlet pass up to Johnson. Johnson's going down the right side. Up off the glass and in for Caitlin Johnson. She's got 4 points. And it's 20-26. 6 point advantage for Sandpoint Eagles. Ball is tipped and controlled, though, by Sandpoint still, as Alyssa Olsen is in there to give good defense. Lob pass into Voss. Voss travels with the ball as she goes up, but she's got good defenders around her. It will be Port Oldsworth ball. 26-20. We've had about at least a half dozen injuries. One traumatic injury with the Bristol Bay players going, I believe it was against Sandpoint. Beebe with a shot. It's blocked by Voss. And it will be to Tenalian. first game of the series here for Bristol Bay. Girls had two of their girls do a head-on collision. I mean, their heads met. You can see the bruises. They were on the floor. There's a 5-second violation on Tenalian, and it will go to Sandpoint. Tenalian quickly down for defense. But the two ladies from Bristol Bay were on the floor. They were taken off the floor a half hour later by backboards. Dantessa with a shot in and out. Rebound by Mercy, but it goes right into the hands of Dantessa as Mercy was trying to outlet it to Johnson. We got Chloe into the right side. Dantessa across the court to Justina. Justina on the left. Inside to Gunderson with a shot, but we have a foul on the play. So we have had two knee injuries on Sandpoint during this game. Thompson may come back into the game. She's still on the bench, whereas Brittany Gardner has been taken out of the gymnasium. Nicole Gunderson, though, is at the line for two, and her first shot is good. It's 20-27 in favor of the Eagles with 1:15 left here in the first half. Second shot is off. Justina controls it, though, for the Eagles. Picks up a dribble. Dantessa to the right side. Right corner is Justina with a long three. A little short. Ball is on the floor. Picked up by Dantessa. Justina with the ball on the right wing now. Most of the ladies on that side of the court. Chloe now into the corner to Justina with a three. Uncontested. Beebe with the pull down for Tenalian. And Marissa make that Alyssa Olsen up to Trefon. Trefon to Johnson. Johnson's at the top. And to Beebe. Can't handle the pass. It was tipped a couple of times. Mercy is there to tie it up for Tenalian. And it will be to Tenalian. Trefon inbounding it. A lot of movement by the ladies. Last time they had a 5-second violation was right underneath. Voss ties up Alyssa Olsen, though, and it will go to Sandpoint. First time I've seen the Tenalian Lynx ladies here in the Naknek area, so some of the names are not familiar with me, so my apologies. Sandpoint throws it out of bounds, so it will go to the Lynx. That is Alyssa inbounding. Full court pressure, and full court pressure hinders Mercy Allsworth enough that she throws it away. 20-27 at the 13-second mark. We got Justina up to Dantessa. Dantessa to the high post on the left side. Justina can't get the pass from Dantessa. It was much too far behind her, and Tenalian has 6.5 seconds to work with. Beebe gets the inbound. Beebe giving it to Trefon. Trefon will not make it down enough time. And I think we have, is there one referee blew his whistle before the horn went off? But I think we're going to call that a game, or a half. We're going to take our look at the scoring. Right. We want to thank the following for sponsoring our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. Delta Western, Glacier Construction, Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Fishing Fellowship, Worldwide Fuel, Pochina Fisheries, C&C Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Naknek Community Chapel, King Fine Service, Al and Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Peninsula Automotive, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. For another source of coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic, there's live video streaming on the Internet. Go to bbbsd.net/live. That's bbbsd.net/live. Log on today. Take a look at the scoring for the Sandpoint Eagles in the first half. as we have a halftime score of 26-20 in favor of the Eagles over the Lynx. Just looking at 5 points for the Lynx in that second quarter, whereas Sandpoint scored 7 points, increased the lead to 6 at halftime. Mercy Allsworth for the Lynx has 5 points. Mackenzie Olson with 3 points. 4 points by Kiana Trifon, 4 points from Caitlin Johnson, and 4 points from BB. Gives Tenalian 20 points. For the Sandpoint Eagles, they are led by Dantessa with 14 points, Justina with 8 points, 3 from Nicole Gunderson, and 2 points from Madison Thompson. Madison Thompson has been administering ice to her right knee on the bench. She was on the floor for a couple of minutes, but came off with extra help from her coach. And also Brittany Gardner, who has yet to score, was in tremendous pain as well on the floor. So both of those girls are having ice administered to their right knee as we speak. Halftime score is 26-20 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. We are going to let our station queue up 6 minutes, and we'll take a break. You're listening to the 2016 Sockeye Classic here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. We'll take a 6 minute break.
All right, 6 minutes on the clock now while we wait for the second half to begin for the Sandpoint Eagles. The Lady Eagles are holding on to the win, but what tremendous growth from Port Allsworth. You know, we saw those guys come out with their first team a couple years ago, and, you know, it may have been last year, but I think it was 2 years ago that they first started playing ball, and they've really grown quite a bit. We're going to hear from a word from our sponsors or two, and then in honor of Glenn Frey, one of the co-founders of the Eagles and one of its lead guitarists who passed away just this last week, we'll go ahead and play one of his classics, Peaceful Easy Feeling. All right, here we go. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're on KSDP. We'll be back in 6 minutes with more basketball.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigen Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigen family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Schumigen Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigen.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigen Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Our live coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic, the Sandpoint girls taking on the Lynx from Port Allsworth. Sandpoint has a small comfortable lead of 6 points with a halftime score of 20-6. Dantessa leads both squads with 14 points. High score for Tenalian has been Mercy Allsworth. She's made all 5 of her points from the free throw line. Just a short period of time left in halftime, and so we'll be back after this break. We want to thank the following for sponsoring our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic: Delta Western, Glacier Construction, Bear Trail Lodge, Hillsouth Christian Fellowship, Worldwide Fuel, Pochina Fisheries, CNC Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Naknek Community Chapel, King Flying Service, Al and Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Peninsula Automotive, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. We're just about ready to resume play here in this third quarter. Again, halftime score 26-20 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Onto the floor we have Dantessa, Gunderson, Stroud, Justina, and Emily Voss. For the Lynx, we have BB out there along with Johnson. We have Marissa Olson, Alyssa Olson, along with Chris Allsworth. Phoebe will get the inbound play, and boy, there's a lot of ladies around there. We've got Chris Allsworth handling the ball on that right side. Phoebe with the inbound. Make that a control. Johnson on the in the lane. Johnson better move or it will be ball goes out of bounds nonetheless to Sandpoint. Gunderson inbounding it up court to Dantessa. Justina will handle it. Two fine ball players for Sandpoint. Stroud has it over on that far side. Stroud into the corner to Justina. Justina will back up beyond the three and hits. Justina with 11 points in the ball game, and it's 29-20. Chris Allsworth lobs it into Alyssa Olson. Alyssa will back out with it. Alyssa Olson bounce pass over to Beebe. Beebe in amongst the squad from Sandpoint, and it gets tied up by Stroud. Beebe has got to not think about dribbling. She just needs to do a hook or possibly just turn around into a jumper. Tipped out of bounds by Chris Allsworth as Sandpoint tries to advance it. It will be out right in front of the benches. 20-29 early in the third quarter, 6:57. Stroud into Justina. Justina into Voss, wide open, blocked, shot, wide open shot by Voss. But Olson was there. Voss gets the ball back. It's in and out. Beebe's got the ball. Beebe's going to get tied up. It will belong to Port Allsworth. Eagles down on defense. And Chris Allsworth to the right side. Beebe hits it in her thigh, bounces off. They control it, though. Alyssa Olson with an attempt at it. And it's blocked and out of bounds, going to the Eagles. We have McKenzie, Alyssa, and Marissa Olson into the ball game. Mercy Allsworth comes in, and we have Alyssa Olson sitting down for a spell. Justina up to Dantessa, forwards it to Voss, back to Justina near the center circle. Carissa Allsworth comes up to give her some defense. Johnson is on Dantessa. Justina, though, wide open. And Justina only gets a two on that one. She's got 13, and it's 32-20. The inexperience of Port Allsworth ball team is starting to show as the lead increases by another 6 points. Shot by Olson from the right side, hits the top of the board. She gets her own rebound. That's Marissa Olson. She's going to try it again. Beebe there for a rebound. She's tied up there by, nope, she's got a hold on Gunderson. Chloe Gardner coming in and sitting down we have Dantessa. That's number five, first one on Gunderson, according to the board. Trefon underneath to Olson, and in the fouled in the act of shooting, so it will be Marissa Olson going to the line. Marissa's got Beebe out there along the line, and Trefon, Mercy Allsworth, and Chris Allsworth as well. Shots in for Marissa Olson. Her first point of the game, and it's 21-32. Well, Madison Thompson comes limping back in. She was on the floor having ice administered to her right knee, so we'll see how she walks it off. Ball is off of Sandpoint on the second attempt. Substitution's coming in. We have McKenzie Olson now, and Beebe sitting down. I think Beebe likes to be on the bench more than out there on the court because she's really seen some tough action. Trefon in the right wing. Marissa Olson dribbles around, kind of tries to get it to Mercy Allsworth, and it was off of Mercy's fingertips. See how Thompson comes down the court. A little gingerly on that knee. We'll see how she works underneath. Then Justina over to Chloe. Chloe on the wing. Justina in the corner. Lob pass up to Thompson. And just right over the fingertips of Mackenzie Olsen. But Thompson gets the turnaround shot to go in for her. Long shot there by Alyssa Olsen. Ball's on the floor and we have a tie-up. Chloe and Carice were going at it, and it will be 10-point ball. Ball has been waved around by Chloe. Justina has it, though. Back to Chloe on the wing. Chloe brings it back up. Justina in the corner. Justina will take a three. It's off the mark. Rebound by Mackenzie. Nope. Ball is tipped. Controlled by Mercy right now. Mercy going to get tied up? Yes, she will. Chloe is there to tie her up. It's 33-21 at the 4:33 mark of the third quarter. The ball will go to Port Allsworth. Marissa inbounding. Carissa with control for Tenalian. She picks up her dribble. Ball is tipped by Chloe. Carissa to Trefon in the corner with a shot. Olsen there. Mackenzie with a rebound. She gives it to Marissa. Marissa back up to Carissa. Carissa fading to her right. She comes right down the center of the lane with a shot. Off the heel. Rebound by Mercy. Mercy puts up a shot. Carissa with a rebound. Nope, she did get it out to Mackenzie. Mackenzie Olsen with five in the books right now. It's 23-33, a 10-point lead for Sandpoint. Justina Thompson, way out high, dribbles down very slowly. Ball is tipped, controlled by Carissa Allsworth, right down the center of the lane, up off the back of the rim, and last touch by Chloe. Chloe Gardner trying to keep the ball in for Sandpoint, but it will be an alien ball. We have Gunderson coming back in along with Thompson. She's out there. Dan Tessa's back in for the Eagles. Ball is inbounded to Marissa Olsen. Carissa has it, lobs it to Trefon, but is intercepted by Dan Tessa. Dan Tessa gets beat to the basket, but she puts one up nonetheless from the right side. It was Chris Allsworth streaking down to get some good defense. The ladies, Mercy and Chris Allsworth, have speed, but I don't believe they have a lot of experience in the way of basketball. Trefon with a long three off the heel of the rim. Rebound controlled by Sandpoint. Justina up to Dantessa for a two-foot jumper, and it goes in. 16 points for Dantessa. It's 35-23, and the inexperience of Port Allsworth continues to show as the lead continues to build. A steal, lob pass up to Dantessa. Dantessa easy, two-foot jumper doesn't go in. She's going to get a second attempt, but it's fouled in the act. Marissa Olsen is over the back. 35-23 in favor of the Eagles at the 2:33 mark. Dantessa is at the line, and Marissa Olsen with her first personal foul. Dantessa at the free throw line for the Eagles. Pardon our static on the line. It hopefully will clear up shortly. 17 points for Dantessa. This one from the free throw line. All the rest of her points have come from the field. Johnson is back in there for Tenalian Link. Dantessa lines up the second one. Off short. Mercy with the rebound. Mercy looking for some help, but no one there. And it will be a turnover to the Eagles. Mercy could not find an outlet, so she was swarmed by Eagles. Thompson lobs it up to Gunderson. Right wing down to Chloe, and she travels with it as she tries to get a really good handle on the ball. 36-23. Late here in the third quarter, Port Allsworth, if they were able to put on a little bit of a streak, just might make a ball game of this. Caris down into the center, loses control. Gunderson with a pickup, Thompson with an outlet. Dantessa down the side. She gives it to Justina, banks it off the glass. Justina with 15 points from the right side, low post. Caris Allsworth coming down. Trifon on the right side. Trifon's hit a three from that location, but throws the pass right into the legs of Caris. Johnson with a shot attempt, blocked by Thompson. Justina comes up with it. Dantessa on the right side, banks it off the glass. Dantessa with 18, make that 19 points. The Eagles certainly have gotten a lot of fast break points off of the Port Allsworth Lynx. Again, the inexperience of the ladies from Port Allsworth is really starting to become evident. Handling is not up to standards. Losing the ball going into the lane. I think maybe the coaches will be, coach from Port Allsworth will tell them to shoot a little bit more from the outside as opposed to trying to get it in underneath. Thompson and Gunderson doing a nice job for the Eagles underneath to keep the lane closed. So we have a score of 40-23 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles at the 137 mark of the game. Back out onto the floor. For Sandpoint, we have Thompson, Gunderson, Chloe, Justina, and Dantessa. For the Lynx, we have Mercy Allsworth along with Caris Trifon. We have Mackenzie Olson and Johnson. Caris will try to get it to Mackenzie. Caris starts to get the ball into Mackenzie, but it is controlled now by the Eagles. Chloe with the ball on the right side. She can't get to it, and the referees will give it to Sandpoint. 1-2-2 zone defense being applied by the Lynx. Justina gets the ball from Chloe. Thompson with a three on the way, not there. Mackenzie Olson cannot get the rebound, so it will be to... it was off of Sandpoint. Tenalian will keep it. 40-23 at the 104 mark. Caris Allsworth bringing it down across the center line. Met there by Chloe. Ball can't be held. Dantessa picks up the loose one, and Dantessa trying to get it up to Chloe travels with the ball. 40-23 at the 53-second mark. Tenalian will keep it. Got referee talking with a foul. We have a foul on the floor. 2-1 with a push of some sort. That's Mackenzie Olson as the ball was taken out of bounds. It was going to Tenalian, but a little push there by Mackenzie gives it back to Sandpoint. Gunderson with a shot attempt. Chloe with a second attempt. Dantessa pushes Mercy a little bit out of the way. Mercy finally gets the rebound. Outlet up to her sister, Caris. She can come down with it. Puts up a shot. Rebound by Gunderson. Gunderson, long pass up to Thompson. That knee is working a lot better for Thompson now. But both her and Gunderson missed their, made that. Chloe misses their shot, and Chloe's going to the line. 23 seconds left here in the third quarter. Again, we have a very nice shine on this floor, hardwood floor, and it really works havoc with the knee and the ankles. Chloe, first shot is good. Chloe Gardner, first 2 points of the game. First 1 point. Shot is in and out, so we'll have to erase that circle around the two and give her one. Chris has the forward pass, and it can't get to Olsen. Mackenzie Olsen, it looked like the ball was thrown a little bit behind her. Substitution's coming in for a standpoint. Foss. We're going to have to, she comes in out into the game gingerly. Brittany Gardner. Let's see how well that knee works for her now. Ice was applied a little bit. Stroud up to Dantessa. Dantessa goes around Johnson to the left high post. Puts up a shot, gets a rebound, off the glass and in for Dantessa. She's got 21 points. That's the end of the third quarter. 43-23. We'll be back in 1 minute as the Eagles have a nice 20-point lead.
All right, the Sandpoint Lady Eagles are doing a good job holding off Port Allsworth, even with two injuries. And I got the update here for the Sandpoint boys at the end of the third quarter. They are also handling very well New Haven, 52-29. Sandpoint boys are in the lead against New Haven, doing a great job over there as well. We've got games at 1:30 tonight. That's going to be the rookies at 1:30. And then tonight at 8 p.m., I was told 6 p.m., but it's actually going to be tonight at 8 p.m., the T-Jacks will square off in the championship game. So make sure you tune in for those two times. And we've got a great game going on here. Hopefully we'll see if the fourth quarter the Lady Eagles can't hold on and win this one against Port Allsworth. Port Allsworth doing a great job, though. Great effort from Madison and Brittany as well in this tournament. It's great to see the Lady Eagles coming up with some great talent. All right, we're going to go back over to Bristol Bay.
Back to our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. The Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Lynx from Port Allsworth. It's an alien school up there, suiting up eight ladies. On the floor for Port Allsworth, we have Bibi, Mercy, Chris. Trefon was out there, but she comes back to the bench. Johnson is out there along with Alyssa Olson. And sister Marissa. Ball is taken right out of the hands. Bibi is able to catch Brittany as her knee is probably still feeling the pain of a little bit of a jolt from the floor. Mercy with a free lane to the bucket, but loses the handle on it, going up for a layup, and it will be ball to the Sandpoint. Stroud up court to Brittany. Brittany can't handle the pass because Chris Allsworth was up there with defense. And they'll give it to Tenalian. I think Tenalian's going to go in the opposite direction. And yes, Brittany right up there to give Chris Allsworth a little bit of fit. She can feel that knee as she comes down, running though at a pretty good pace. Stroud has Chris Allsworth. Ball comes up to the top. A man-to-man defense now being applied by Sandpoint. Mercy tries a layup, but not there. Tries to keep it inbound, but Gunderson comes up with a loose ball. Bibi is there to slow the progress down. Then Bibi gets an interception, and we get a foul. As Bibi had a nice interception, was going the opposite direction, and is fouled. Three team fouls by Tenalian and two now for Sandpoint. So neither team in the one-on-one situation. Chris Allsworth to the right side puts up a shot, not there, and no one is able to go for the rebound. Trefon will come in, and Mercy Allsworth will sit down. Chris still out there, along with Bibi, Trefon. We've got Marissa Olson and we have Elisa Olsen. Ball is thrown into Moss. Trifon can't get the outlet there and is tied up. It will go to Sandpoint. Thompson going to come in, and Gunderson sitting down. It will be Sandpoint ball. Brittany into the corner to Dantessa, driving up to the high post with a shot on the left side, not there. Brittany with a second attempt, third attempt by Dantessa. Beebe comes out with it, actually tries to. She does. As they turn around to get moving, a lot of Sandpoint Eagles. There was a crowd down there, but the ball finally is out and given to Tenalian at the 6:20 mark, 43-23. It was 20-26 at halftime, a much closer ball game at that time, but Trifon with a long shot. Caris up there with a second attempt, and she gets two to fall. Her first 2 points of the game, it's 25-43. Sandpoint outscored Tenalian 17-3 in that third quarter. Ball is tipped, controlled by Beebe. Beebe up to Caris. Caris down the other lane and up and just off the edge of the bucket, but Trifon is there to put it up and in, and Trifon's got six. Thompson, Dantessa, Stroud, almost traveled, bounce pass to Brittany. She traveled on that one, but referees let him play. It will be white ball. A couple of substitutions coming in for Sandpoint. Boss will sit down, and Stroud will sit down. Chloe is in there along with Thompson, Gunderson, Dantessa, Brittany. Thompson gets the inbound. Gunderson gets the shot at the right high post. And we have a rebound into the corner to Marissa Olsen. And it will be Tenalian ball out of bounds under the basket. They got the full length of the court to go. 5:17 mark, 43-27. Lob pass to Trifon off the heel of the rim. Rebound by Beebe. She saves it, but right into the hand of Thompson. Dantessa up court to Gunderson. Beebe with the intercept, and Trifon with the control for Tenalian. Brittany comes up behind Trifon and knocks it out of bounds, though. So it will be Marissa Olsen inbounding it. Marissa to Trifon. Trifon back to Marissa in a lot of traffic, trying to get it into Caris. Can't get there. Thompson goes down very gingerly on her knee as both Thompson and Brittany of Sandpoint were down earlier with knee strains. Both ladies applied ice during halftime and are out on the court playing now. Dantessa going, make that Justina going down the right side of the lane with a 10-foot jumper, gets her own rebound. Brittany gets the ball. Beebe doing some fantastic defense, intercepts a pass. Caris with a 10-foot shot off the board, not there. It is off of Gunderson's foot as she had it in her hands, but it slipped through and off of her bright pink shoes. 27-43 at the 4:20 mark. Sandpoint definitely commanding lead. Caris Allsworth with a 10-foot jumper from the right baseline. Not there. Fouled in the act of shooting. Five. Gunderson with a personal foul. That's her third. Caris Allsworth at the line. She's got two. That in the second half. Ball rattles in. She's got three. 27-43. Boss is coming in. Gunderson going out. Along the free throw lane, we have Thompson on the left side, Boss and Dantessa on the right side. Caris Allsworth has the ball at the line. It rattles around and in. She's got 4 points. 28-43. placed at 29. Dantessa found the right side, lost it to Brittany, up to Chloe. Made that Justina with a three-point attempt. Ball's controlled by Port Allsworth. Chris trying to get it in low to Marissa, but a little bit too far over her reach. Again, a lot of inexperience. I bet you five of those girls may have 10 years worth of basketball experience under their belt. And it's starting to show late here in the second half. Ball up court to Marissa Olsen. Marissa down the right side. She's fouled by Dantessa. Will be shooting two. 3:38 here in the fourth quarter. 29-43. Marissa Olsen at the line. She's got one from the free throw line. She'll have two. Boston Thompson underneath. Evie and Trifon there to assist. Marissa Olsen's shot goes in. She's got two. Johnson will come in. And looks like Trifon comes out. Thirty to 43, a 13-point advantage, a very comfortable lead by Sandpoint. Shot goes in for that's Marissa Olsen. Justina up to Brittany. Brittany into the high post. She gets it to Justina on the right wing. Justina will bring it back up between the center circle, between the circles, I should say. Brittany favors this right side. Dantessa on the wing. Going up around. Justina brings it back. Thompson is open for a half second. Boss back up to Brittany. Going to take a lot of time off as Brittany holds the ball. Thompson on the right wing up to Justina. A lot of movement by the team. The shot by Sandpoint is off and is brought down by Marissa Olsen. And we have a traveling violation on Marissa. These ladies want to stop real fast, and the ball keeps moving. And the experience for dribbling the ball is a little lacking as well for the Tenalian Lynx. Sandpoint, on the other hand, has put Brittany Gardner back on the floor, and Madison Thompson. Both of those girls were down on the floor with knee strains, so it's good to see them back on the floor, but I'm afraid that might hinder them for some time. 31-43 is our score at the 2:45 mark in the fourth quarter. So we have Justina and Dantessa, along with Voss, Thompson, and Brittany on the floor for the Eagles. Johnson, Alyssa and Marissa Olsen out there. Dantessa gets the shot, but blocked by Phoebe. Phoebe cannot handle the second attempt, and Phoebe will get the foul, and it's two more points for Dantessa. She's got 23. 22:35 in the fourth quarter left, 45-31. When Phoebe came out of the game earlier, she came out with a big smile on her face. She does play very good defense and a good offensive rebounder, but I think she enjoys sitting down on the bench more than coming into play. Dantessa hits it from the free throw line, so it's 46-31. Chris Allsworth trying to pass it to somebody. I missed that play, so it's tied up. It will go to Port Allsworth. Chloe back in. Brittany will sit down. Dantessa coming off the court now quickly. I wonder if it's not enough fluids in the body giving them muscle cramps as The lower legs are the first to feel the muscle cramps. Olsen with the shot, Justina with the foul. That is Alyssa Olsen. So it's 46-31 with 2:26. Alyssa Olsen at the line. She has yet to score, but has been a prime player for the Lynx. First shot's off the heel of the rim. Gunderson will come in. Boss will sit down. 31-46. 16 fouls for the Eagles. 4 for the Lynx. Shot by Alyssa Olsen. Yet to get in the boards. And the referees will give it to whom? To Nalien, as it went off Thompson's foot. That is Alyssa Olsen inbounding to Caris with a quick shot. It's short of the mark. Rebound's pulled down by Marissa. Marissa back to Caris. Johnson has it low post with a 5-foot jumper. Not there. Justina with a quick rebound and coast to coast. Yes, it falls for Justina. She's got 17 points. Caris. Allsworth at the free throw line, off the heel of the rim. The ball is tipped by Beebe right into the hands of Thompson. Justina's quick to get up, and she controls it for the Eagles. Eagles, a very commanding lead. A little bit of defense, man-to-man defense. Caris gets the intercept. Caris going down the court, past Gunderson. She's got Brittany on her, and Brittany's going to foul her. Will that call that on the floor, or is Caris going to the line? Referee will call a foul on Brittany Gardner. Shooting two, so she was in the act of shooting. Caris Allsworth will go to the line. 31-48. Lines it up. Oh, just eases over the front of the rim. Beebe going to sit down. Mercy Allsworth comes back in. Program, basketball program in 1A division, just starting for the Port Allsworth ladies. Mercy with the rebound and the shot and fouls in the process. So Mercy gets her first two from the field. She's got 7 points, and she can make it 3 points. 48-33. We will be bringing you the 1:30 game. King Cove taking on the Dillingham Junior Varsity Squad at 1:30, a little bit later on this afternoon. Second shot by Mercy was off the mark. Sister takes a check attempt at it. Mercy with the rebound, and we got a tie-up. Grab your man, coach says. 48-33. Thompson will sit down. Brittany will sit down. We've got Justina, Voss, Gunderson, and a lane end line violation by Gunderson. She gets a little bit too close to that lane, that line there. Well, wait a minute. Standpoint will get the ball back after a little discussion from the referee. Justina will get it. She looks down court. No one there to throw it to. Justina goes around the defense and up for a lay-in. So coast to coast, Justina with 19 points now. 50-33 at the 105 mark. Caris at the free throw. Johnson into the corner to Marissa Olsen. She loses the handle on it. She keeps it, though. A snappy pass to Caris. Caris into the lane. She falls down. Mercy with an attempt at it. Ball's on the floor, and there's a tie-up. Excuse me for a moment while I cough. It's been a long tournament. 32 games in all. I'll be doing about 19 of them by the time this evening is over with, so my voice is on the backstretch of going out. Gunderson inbounding to Justina. Justina coming down this right side. Pulls it back, though. Lob pass over to Chloe. Chloe with the shot up off the glass. Chloe Gardner with 4 points. Johnson with a quick one for Tenalian. Johnson's got 6, and it's 33-52. 15-second mark. We can put this one in the books for 10 points. Justina with a jumper off the glass. She's got 21 points. 5 seconds left for Carissa Allsworth. She loses the handle. Mercy catches up with it. And we got a traveling violation. 0.7 seconds left on the clock. 54 for Sam Point. 35 for the Lynx. And that will expire the time. Final score, 54-35. We'll take a look at the scoring shortly.
We want to thank the following for sponsoring our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. Delta Western, Glacier Construction, Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Worldwide Fuel, Cochina Fisheries, CNC Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Naknek Community Chapel, King Flying Service, Al and Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Peninsula Automotive, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. For another source of coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic, there's live video streaming on the Internet. Go to bbbsd.net/live. That's bbbsd.net/live. Log on today.
Back here at Courtside, our final score, the Sandpoint Eagles and Port Allsworth a loss with a score of 54-35. For your Sandpoint Eagles, they were led by Dan Tessa with 24 points. Right on her heels was Justina with 21 points. 3 points by Nicole Gunderson. 4 points by Madison Thompson. And Chloe Gardner chips in 4 points. Madison Thompson and Brittany Gardner both were on the floor for a little while. They will have knee strains for quite some time. They were able to walk most of it off, but I think they'll be feeling it again tomorrow. For Port Allsworth, they were led in scoring by Mercy Allsworth. She had 5 free throws in the first half, and then she finally got another bucket there in the second half for 7 points. 4 by Carissa Allsworth, 5 by Mackenzie Olson. Alyssa Olson played but did not score. Marissa Olson had 3 points. Kiana Trifon with 6, 6 by Caitlin Johnson, and 4 points by Bebe. Final score, 35-54. The Sandpoint Eagles take this game. For our listeners in Sandpoint, the next one coming your way will be later on this afternoon at 1:30. King Cove and the Dillingham JV squad will be broadcasted on KSDP. Mark that in your schedule book. At 6 o'clock, the championship game for the boys will have Bristol Bay taking on King Cove. That will be heard on KSDP as well, and that will be the last game that you will hear on the radio from this 2016 Sockeye Classic, unless we hear otherwise. Bristol Bay girls will take on Dillingham for the championship game in that division. Again, final score 35-54. Your Sandpoint Eagles take one over the Tenalian Lynx. Thank you for listening. We'll send it back now to the studios.